This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A domestic violence awareness campaign in Bozeman has been launched to help educate people about domestic violence and escaping it. In Montana, it's estimated that 37% of women and 34% of men have faced physical or stalking abuse from intimate partners. Local organizations, including Haven, Bozeman's domestic violence shelter, and partners from city and county law enforcement, are working together to try to address the issue, distributing coasters and posters throughout bars and breweries in the Gallatin County area. The coasters and posters provide information on domestic violence and resources for seeking help. Bailey Brubaker, the Haven Community Engagement Coordinator, explained that the idea of the initiative originated from a town in Australia using a similar approach. The intention is to spark conversations and education when people see these resources while enjoying a drink with friends. Brubaker said, "It's not just physical violence. It's not just emotional violence. There's financial, spiritual violence." With the Domestic Violence Awareness Campaign, when someone's reading that material, they might think, "I know somebody," or "I may be that somebody." If you or someone you know is experiencing domestic violence, Haven in Bozeman can be contacted at 406-586-4111 for support. A hydrothermal explosion near a lake in Yellowstone National Park has dramatically altered the landscape and made the lake change color. New Far Lake, traditionally an unremarkable pond near the entrance road to Norris Geyser Basin in Yellowstone, was originally a dark green. In 2021, New Far Lake's water level began rising dramatically, climbing several feet, while its color transformed to a distinctive milky blue, a hallmark of hydrothermal activity. On April 15th of this year, there was a hydrothermal explosion. Superheated water trapped beneath the earth turned into steam and blasted away the rock above. The event left behind a 10-foot crater and fundamentally altered the area's hydrothermal system. The hydrothermal explosion also returned the lake to its previous dark green color. The explosion marked the culmination and reversal of a 3-year period of remarkable changes in the area. Prior to this spring's explosion, the rising water levels were raising concerns about potential overflow into Porcelain Basin. But the explosion in April blew open the crater and also brought significant changes to the surrounding hydrothermal features. The once active water features have since gone quiet, replaced by steam vents and a single pool of hot sub-boiling water. While significant, the event was smaller than a similar explosion observed in Biscuit Basin on July 23rd. The April explosion's effects in New Far Lake became increasingly visible throughout this past summer. Without the influx of hydrothermal water, New Far Lake's level dropped steadily and its milky blue color faded as silica particles settled out of the water, returning it to dark green. The water level soon dropped too, but not without leaving its mark. New Far Lake is now surrounded by a ring of dead trees along the shoreline. The trees, some of which have already fallen into the lake, were killed when they were inundated by the silica-rich water, marked by telltale white stains on the tree trunks. With Yellowstone National Park's constantly changing hydrothermal features, the pools and vents above New Far Lake could reactivate in the future, potentially initiating another cycle of transformation in Yellowstone's dynamic ecosystem. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.